Good morning. The gospel, of course, is one of those great gospels, famous gospel about the healing of the blind man. They even name him Bartimaeus. And again, I was looking at different homily helps throughout the week and, yesterday, because nothing was coming to me. I'm thinking, so I'm reading and I'm thinking, holy cow, because everybody wants to approach this on a theoretical, spiritual, theological avenue. Well, he was really set free from the inner darkness and he could see Jesus as he was, and every single one I just forget it. So I said, Lord, you got to sit there with this. What is it in this reading? Come to three things. First, perseverance. Second, no fear. Third, faith. So let's deal with each of those things. Perseverance. Here's poor Bartimaeus. He knows that Jesus is coming. And he starts crying out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. He cries out to Jesus. And what do the people tell him? Shut up. Be quiet. Don't go out. Don't bother Jesus, huh? And does he keep his mouth shut? No. He doesn't care. He keeps screaming, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And he keeps reaching out and keeps persevering in prayer. And so often we give up and we don't get what we need because we give up in our prayer. Even I'm looking at my own life throughout the years and certain things I've been praying for over 25 years. 25 years. And I still haven't got it. And I'm thinking, well, maybe God just doesn't want me to have it. No, maybe God wants me to persevere more. Think about how long Monica had to pray for her son, Augustine. Over 30 years. And her perseverance made a saint of her son right up there, the one that looks like he has leprosy, huh? Because he's falling apart. But it was because of a mother's prayer that Augustine, who is there and over there in that window with the heart on flame with God, late have I loved you, O Lord, late have I loved you, came from the perseverance of a mother who never stopped praying for her son. And so the first thing that God's telling us today is we need to be people in our prayer that persevere and persevere and persevere, even if it's been years. Don't give up hope. You know, that priest I went to retreat, Father Gene Fulton, up in Larchmont, New York, he says, the greatest sin I believe priests have, and the greatest sin that a lot of people have, and they never confess it, is the lack of hope that God can set them free from all the things they've struggled with. We lose hope, and we stop persevering in prayer. So the first thing we got to do is persevere no matter what it is. We keep going at it. The second thing we got to do is when the people finally go and say, when Jesus says, call him, and they call him and they say, he is calling you. It says in the scripture today you heard, have courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. A couple years ago, the same passage said it differently. You know, the translation's different today. We all know how much I love this translation. But the translation that used to be says, do not be afraid. Get up. Jesus is calling you. So Jesus, in our prayer, he's always calling us in a prayer. You do realize that. You don't decide to pray. God is waiting for you and calling you. He initiates it, huh? He's calling you and me to pray. And what we got to do is not be afraid when we come into his presence. Again, this past week I was in Peoria. And in dealing with different people, you know, one person says, Father, it's hard to pray every day. You know, and I don't buy it. I don't buy it. It isn't hard to pray every day if you're in love. If you're not in love, it's a burden. If you're not in love, oh, I got to go to church. Oh, I got to pray. Oh, I got to do a holy hour. I hate that priest that makes us do holy hours. Oh, if you're not in love, then it's a burden. If you're in love, then you have nothing to be afraid of. You want to be with him who loves you. And then get what he says to us. The same thing he said to Bartimaeus is the same thing he says to us. What do you want me to do for you? You know, do you imagine every time you walk into the Blessed Sacrament, every time you go to church, there's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords on his throne. He's sitting there before you. And then sometimes we ignore him, which blows my mind. You know, we genuflect or don't genuflect. We ignore him. We're busy. We read the bulletin. We look at the talk to people around us, da-da-da. And there's the God of the universe looking at you and looking at me and saying, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? He asks it every time you come into his presence. What can I do for you? And sometimes we're afraid to give him what he can do for us. So we don't bring it to the Lord. You know, it could be a struggle. It could be a sin. It could be something you hate yourself for. It could be something that you struggle with every day. Whatever it is. And he says, what can I do it for you? What can I do for you? And you and I need to take whatever that thing is we struggle with and give it to him. Lord, this is what I want. Would you set me free from this sin? Jesus, would you give me courage? Jesus, would you help me with my family? Jesus, whatever it is, that I have a problem with sexuality, Jesus, help me. Whatever it is, don't be afraid to give it to the Lord. He already knows it. There's nothing you're going to tell God that he doesn't already know. So don't be afraid. Give it to him. What can I do for you, he says. And then finally, Bartimaeus looks at him and says, Lord, I want to see. And he believed that Jesus Christ, this man who was walking by, had the power to make him see. Again, I think in our own life, we've lost that hope or we've lost that faith that God can do anything. You know, again, when I do a parish mission, the last night I always say to the people, now Wednesday, in this very church, there are going to be miracles. And you know, and the people, turn it right off, there's a miracle, yeah, right. And I believe even people that go to church, not here, but other places, don't believe in God and his power. They believe there's a God up there. Yeah, oh yeah, of course, we wouldn't be here if we didn't believe there's a God up there. But we don't believe in a God of power that can perform miracles. I mean, we got to believe that here's this man who couldn't see his whole life, probably, and he believed that this Jesus, the God of the universe, the man, Jesus Christ, the God-man, had the power to heal him. And Jesus did. The reason most people don't experience miracles in their life today is because they don't believe in them. And if you don't believe, you're right. God can't do a miracle in your life because of the lack of faith. So somewhere, if you and I come before God today and we think in my heart of hearts, I don't believe, then you got to ask God for that gift of faith. Then Lord, help me to believe. Or like the prayer of the man, Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. Lord, help me to believe that you can do anything. And then make those acts of faith. So today, the story of Bartimaeus, what's it mean for us? It means we got to persevere in prayer. We got to not be afraid of Christ. And we got to believe that God can do anything. Do you believe it? That he can do anything in your life? Because everything depends on that. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.